Next guest, a 25-year-old entrepreneur turns a simple YouTube video into a huge business opportunity. Jolina Lee, founder of the innovative social media marketing tool Buzzy Booth, combines her creative idea with a clever YouTube video to pique the interest of hit television show as well as a big-time investor. Through a YouTube video that pitched her idea to Mark Cuban of the reality show Shark Tank, she only received a call back from the producer, but she turned a customer into a six-figure investor. Jolina, welcome to Greenberg News.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
So what is Buzzy Booth?
So Buzzy Booth is an innovative way to expand a business in social media outreach. It's a social media marketing, social media photo booth station that uses it as a marketing tool to help businesses and brands. And what we do is we rent it out and we sell it to customers in which they place it on premise for their customers to come up and take branded photos to share on social media.
So how did this, now what is different than, this is something innovative that it's never been done before. I thought things like this exist. So how does this differentiate from what's currently out there?
So what's currently out there is the traditional photo booth that people use for events like weddings, birthday, bat mitzvah. How we're doing it differently is we're adding a bunch of marketing tools to it that ties in. So for instance, we're the only one that's able to share it directly on Instagram from the photo station. Right now, there are other people doing Facebook, but not all of them has the Twitter or the Instagram feature that ties into it. And on top of that, whenever they share a photo, there's a customized message that comes with it. So let's say if a restaurant's having a deal, like buy one, get one drink off or something, when a customer shared the photo, not only is it telling all of their friends about this business, but it's also telling them what this business deal is. So that's something that's different. And also in the back end, the business owner gets to keep like a data of the number of photos that's taken, shared, email, number of fans that's increased, and their name and email so that they can use that for further marketing.
So how did you come up with the idea? Where did all this begin?
So I grew up in the restaurant industry. My parents, they own, you know, restaurants. And they wanted me to take care of social media marketing. But nowadays, I kind of understand because they have to focus on growing the business and they have to kind of hand these over to someone to take care of. And I realized that, like, it's so much better to have your customers, you know, promote for you and post these medias for you than to have you as a brand to keep on pushing out these posts. It's like sell, sell, sell. And a lot of people don't like that. So, you know, I started this trying to help just restaurants. But after I launched, we've received interest from even like hotels, bars, hair salon, makeup store, clothing stores, even like orthodontics. And some like pop-up stores, so they all want to use it for like marketing purpose, and it's been very exciting.
So as a result of developing Buzzy Booth, how do you think it's going to influence a mass customer base?
Since it's a social media marketing tool that helps small businesses to easily connect with their customers, they're able to share it directly on the fact that they're able to share it directly on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which will help a lot of businesses. Since most businesses out there, they use these social media platforms, and having customers promote for you is something that most businesses want, because we all know that word of mouth marketing is very powerful. And statistics shows that 92% of people listen to friends' recommendations over any type or form of advertisement.
So now when, you know, by creating this, it sounds, you know, this kind of led you to getting on Shark Tank. What did they like about it that they wanted to bring you on there? What do you think what really made it?
So what happened was I just posted a YouTube video on just showing my product. I couldn't make it to the cast. Well, I went to the first casting call, but didn't get it, but So I ended up making like video, post it, and about a month or two later, I got a call from the producer saying, "Hey, we're really interested. We want to advance you forward." So it pretty much just walked me through on the process and send out a application for me to fill out that list. That talks allows me to pretty much just talk about my business, talk about my background. And then I have to submit like form for the background search and all of that. And they are still, you know, considering, but like I can't, you know, disclose and anything that goes forward or anything like that. It's still under consideration, pretty much. But the video caught his interest and have him reached out to me so that I was able to advance into the next round.
So that's still ongoing. You've yet to know your fate then, I guess. You're not ready to compete again, I gather.
I'm sorry, what?
So what happens now with Shark Tank? So where are you in the process?
So pretty much I'm just waiting, in the waiting process.
So this is, because one thing I saw that that you received a $100,000 investment from Tella Restaurant in New York. That's a lot of money for some people. Maybe not for you, but for a lot of people, that's a lot of money. So what you know, they get this very huge investment. What did you decide to do with it?
So we are planning on using the money to grow the company. We'll hire more people. We will add more features so that it'll help restaurants. And currently working on improving some of the hardware components as well. And we're using some of the money in mass production.
Mm. So now, how does that money get used up? I understand you're telling me kind of general. I'm just curious how that money goes so quickly. What's the biggest drain on that money?
We haven't, obviously we haven't used all of it yet, but you know, the plan is to put most of it into production and then part of it into adding more features, like the deal feature that I mentioned about, where we just finished it last month, in which we can track how many of these deal vouchers were redeemed at a location, at a business location. It's definitely, we've got feedback saying that this is a cheaper alternative compared to like putting your businesses on like Living Social or Groupon, because ideally you're just having your customers promote these deals for you. Mm. So we're always thinking of new ways to add more features onto the business in order to make it so that they are getting more marketing value out of it.
So how many employees do you have in your company?
We currently have 4.
Wow. So this is, and how long is it, when did you start the business?
In September of last year.
So now after, you know, you're doing this and hopefully things work out with Shark Tank, where do you see your company? You know, the old expression, in 3 years and 5 years. How do you see your company evolving for Buzzy Booth?
We don't want to be, you know, a photo booth company. That's why we're gonna focus heavily on the data and on getting these features out there, and eventually maybe like push notifications so that it's going to generate more revenue and more social media shares for the businesses.
So it's who do you think your customers will be as you grow your business? Who do you think you'll be targeting mostly?
So originally, you know, my target are the restaurants, because the restaurant industry is what I know. But after I launched it, put up a few ads, we've got interest from like hotels and orthodontics and optometrists. I guess they are interested only because for them, their cost per customer acquisition is high. So they are willing to spend money on social media marketing. And maybe they're already doing that, and they're seeing this as a better return or a cheaper alternative because it's their customers helping them promote. We've got interest from like pop-up stores, because they need to spend a lot of money into marketing. And With the booth, not only are they getting more exposure in that block or in the location, retail location, but they need to generate a lot of social media right away. And with the with Buzzy Booth, it can help a lot. Even with a grand opening of the stores, or I recently with the museums, it seems like they've been like quite interested in it as well. We were talking to the Wax Museum in New York, and we're just currently exploring, you know, how we can work together on getting the booth in there.
Wow, so that's exciting. So
yeah,
and so they're your next big customer. You think you've landed? Sounds like.
Yeah, hope to.
Well, that's okay.
We
got to think
into,
positive.
We got into some of the makeup stores, Planet Beauty and Clarins, and they've bought the product.
Wow. So, all right, Jolena, we're just about out of time. How can listeners learn more about Buzzy Booth and get more about your company and maybe learn how to get a hold of your product?
Right, so our website is just www.buzzyboot.com. Buzzy is spelled B-U-Z-Z-Y, and then Booth, B-O-O-T-H.com.
Wonderful. So that sounds great. Well, Jolene, I wish you all the best and success. And we've got about 30 more seconds. Give another plug for the website, and then we're out of time.
Yes, it's www.buzzyboot.com.
That sounds great. And with that, we are out of time. Thank you, Jolena, for coming on Greenberg News, and I wish you best. And Mark, have you met Mark Cuban?
I have not, but okay. I do hope to meet him soon.
Right. Well, good luck. Hopefully you do, and wish you all the success with your company.
Thank you. Have a good
one. You take care, and that wraps up Greenberg News.